We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about an Obama administration executive order that called for the removal of the Conscience Clause, which basically allows physicians and other medical personnel to refuse to provide treatments which they find ethically or morally objectionable. First and foremost on that list, of course, is the issue of abortion. The comment period following the issuing of the executive order ends tomorrow on Thursday, and with me now to talk about why she believes that this is the wrong move for the administration to make is Dr. Donna Harrison. She is the president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And Dr. Harrison, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about the impact this would have on your business as well as other doctors who would oppose abortion or other potentially controversial treatment around the country. What would change if, in fact, this executive order goes through?
Well, if the conscience rule is rescinded, then it makes it much harder for healthcare providers, not just physicians, but nurses, PAs, midwives, also physicians, anyone who provides healthcare, it would make it much harder for them to conscientiously object to procedures which they think are wrong or not in the best interests of their patients. For my organization, pro-life obstetricians and gynecologists understand that we have two patients. We have both the pregnant woman and her unborn child as our patients. And for the issue of abortion, not only do we recognize that that's taking the life of the unborn child, but also abortion itself is fraught with complications, potential damage that can happen to the woman. And in no circumstance do we find an elective abortion the right procedure for the woman, much less for her unborn child. So it's for both medical and for conscience reasons, because we don't want to kill our patients, that we would object to being forced to perform abortions. But abortion is an intrinsic part of the proposed national health care system that the current administration wants to put in place. And so we as pro-life physicians stand in opposition to making abortion part of the national health care system, and therefore there is an interest on the part of this administration to gut pro-life physicians from medical care.
Expand on that a little bit, because we've obviously heard about the push for national health care and a greater government role in health care. Explain how abortion is going to be a prominent part of that from what you understand.
Well, if abortion is made a part of the health care plan as is proposed, then all entities receiving federal funds will need to provide what the government asks for. So if the government pays, then they tell you what to do. And if you don't do what the government wants you to do, then they don't pay. That means you're not part of the system. And if this conscience rule is rescinded, then any healthcare provider that refuses to do what the government tells them to do can be open to accusations of discrimination and can even lose their license.
Now, what the Obama administration has said is that the Bush administration put the Conscience Clause in through an executive order very late in the administration, and the Obama team says that the reason they're rescinding it is because it's superfluous. There are already laws on the books that protect doctors from having to perform procedures that they don't morally, ethically, or religiously agree with. What do you make of that argument?
Well, that's a little bit of doublespeak, and the reason it is because, yes, there are three different laws that protect doctors under certain specific circumstances, but what the Bush administration conscience rule did was to clarify those laws and apply them to all healthcare workers. So it's not just doctors that are protected, it's also nurses, midwives, PAs, any healthcare worker. Those conscience laws that are on the books are much weaker and much more fragmented, so it will be quite easy to pick off those laws one by one if this conscience rule is rescinded. And so all healthcare workers are affected by this.
Do you believe, Dr. Harrison, that this is an issue that primarily relates to abortion, or do you see other treatments and procedures and ethical decisions that are going to fall under this?
What will happen is not only will those doctors who object to abortion be gutted from the profession, but also doctors and also healthcare workers that object to euthanasia, which is a growing movement, will also be forced to comply with the government or leave the practice of medicine. And there's increasing pressure we've seen all through the medical profession to force practitioners to perform both abortion and euthanasia. And that kind of pressure is the very reason that we need very clear HHS conscience rule protection now, and the pressure is only going to increase.
Dr. Harrison, just a few seconds left. Where can people learn more about this debate?
Go to our website at aaplog.org, and you will find a way to make your comments known to the Department of Health and Human Services.
Dr. Harrison, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Donna Harrison is a board-certified OBGYN practicing in Michigan. She's the president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.